AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 7 people are dead in shootings at 3 Atlanta-area massage parlors this afternoon. Investigators say 3 people were killed, 2 wounded in a Cherokee County suburb. Shortly afterward, 4 people were killed at 2 massage parlors across the street from each other in Atlanta. Many of the victims are Asian women. Police won't say if the shootings are related. They are searching for a black SUV seen in surveillance video taken outside the suburban location. The Biden administration head of Homeland Security insists the situation is under control as he defends a policy of allowing teens and children crossing by themselves to remain in the U.S. Homeland Security officials say 561 children traveling alone crossed the border yesterday, nearly double last month's daily average. On a visit by President Biden to Smith Flooring, a small flooring business outside Philadelphia, co-owner James Smith tells the president the staff fluctuates.
At our peak, we're at about 20, 23 people. Our peak is summertime. We do a lot of school work.
Yeah.
And so that's when we get our big boost.
Yeah.
Right now, we're at about 12 people between people in the office out in the field.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband are in Colorado meeting with small business owners on the benefits of the $1.9 trillion recovery plan.
We want to get the word out about the help that is available, so we make sure people take advantage of the help.
Parts of Mississippi and Alabama have already seen a half foot of rain from a storm system that threatens the Deep South with severe storms tomorrow. Bill Bunting is the chief of forecast operations at the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center.
A very large area, very dangerous situation with tornadoes and severe thunderstorms, likely Wednesday and into Wednesday night.
Forecasters say the severe storms are possible across Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama, as well as parts of Louisiana and Tennessee. This is AP News. Near beer is nothing like the alcohol-free drinks today.
The non-alcoholic experience used to be just for people who wanted to stop drinking.
A lot of people just want to drink less.
Chris Marshall owns Sands Bar in Austin, Texas. At Spirited Away in New York City, owner Douglas Waters says these aren't kids' drinks, like alcohol-free IPAs,
a whiskey or a tequila. They mimic those tastes.
Joshua James at Ocean Beach Cafe in San Francisco says there are a lot of reasons to go non-alcoholic.
Somebody who's pregnant, as opposed to somebody who has an allergy for it.
Customer Sandra Primo likes the non-alcoholic after effect.
I wake up without a headache.
An analysis found global consumption of low and no alcohol beer, wine, and spirits is growing 2 to 3 times faster than overall alcohol consumption.
Tiger Woods back at home in Florida to resume his recovery from career-threatening leg injuries that he suffered when his SUV ran off a road and down a hill in the Los Angeles suburbs last month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs, with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.